And after years of sending work abroad to places like India, some U.S. companies are creating new jobs right here in America. IBM is about to expand its data processing operation in Dubuque, Iowa. Dean Borg of Iowa Public Radio reports on what it took to recruit the high-tech company.
IBM says the Dubuque Technology Service Center will be the largest it has opened in the U.S. in the last decade and could become the company's biggest worldwide. It'll be housed in a 1930s-era brick high-rise former department store building just a few blocks west of the Mississippi River. The prospect of 1,300 new jobs in this economically hard-pressed state is causing some civic euphoria and drawing envy from the nation's traditional high-tech regions.
Actually, globally, there were stories all over the world. Athens, Greece had a very large story. Locations around the globe where IBM currently is had big stories. Some sour grapes coming out of the research triangle. Why couldn't we have grown here? What are we doing wrong?
That's Mike Bluenchortling. He's a former Iowa congressman and state economic development director. He crafted the complex incentives package that's raising some eyebrows in this cash-strapped economy.
It's about $52 million, and people say, gee, that's huge. Well, it's huge until you consider the fact that North Carolina gave Google $260 million for 200 jobs. They gave $279 million to Dell Computer to build that research center. So $52 million compared to the competition around the globe isn't all that much.
But it's not only financial breaks drawing IBM here. Steve Oval directs governmental relations at Kirkwood Community College, an hour's drive from Dubuque. Oval represented the college in a regional educational consortium that's pledging to train workers to staff IBM's Dubuque data center.
A big cohort of the workers they're going to be looking for will only require a two-year degree with a very, very broad background in computing.
Development Director Mike Bluen sees IBM's Dubuque commitment as an investment in U.S. workers.
I think they're trying to demonstrate themselves, so this is kind of a test project, that they can find a scenario that allows them to be competitive by growing a domestic workforce.
So financial incentives may be the entrance fee for Dubuque to become IBM's test ground. And growing a workforce in a rural region that's losing population, especially young workers who leave for bigger cities, will be a challenge. But Dubuque officials say they're up to it. For NPR News, I'm Dean Borg.